In just a few days' time, we'll be celebrating Christmas, the coming of our Saviour into this world. But that begs the question, a question that many ask themselves, do I really need saving? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I was chatting with an elderly woman recently and I asked her, what do you believe will happen to you when you die? She gave me an uncertain response along these lines. Well, I'm not sure if I've been good enough to make it into heaven. Perhaps I have been, maybe not. I hope. That's frightening. So I shared with her this powerful truth, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. And now it has been shown to us in the coming of our Saviour Christ Jesus. He destroyed death and showed us the way to have life. Yes, through the good news, Jesus showed us the way to have life that cannot be destroyed. Jesus, so often referred to as our Savior, came to do what? To destroy death and show us the way to have life, a life that cannot be destroyed. Listen to me. God doesn't have the scales of justice in His hand, weighing your good against your bad to see which way things will tip for you. No. Instead, He sent His Son Jesus, which is what Christmas, after all, is all about, to take your bad upon His shoulders when He was punished for you on that cross, so that if you put your faith in Him, you will have the free gift of eternal life. Your part? Simply to believe that. Believe that Jesus came to take your death upon Himself and give you a life that cannot be destroyed. Friend, that's God's word fresh for you today. I have no doubt that you still have some bad going on in your life, some sin that you need setting free from. Good news? The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. We would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.